The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Pregame coverage, followed by your opening tip-off, is coming up right after these messages from our Care Radio Sports Boosters.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank. We're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community minded. That's my bank.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
With that, we welcome you to Topeka, Kansas high school basketball coming your way tonight on Care Radio. It is a great matchup. Atchison at Highland Park. We're taking a quick break. We'll be back. Starters, insight, tip-off right after this.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Do you find yourself having to air up your tires often? Or does your car shake when you drive? Have you noticed bulges on a tire or uneven tire tread? These are signs it may be time to replace your tires. Don't be left out in the cold with a bad tire. Contact the professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country and let us find the right tire for your vehicle. Stop in and see us at 2nd Commercial in Atchison or call us at 367-2699.
Dreaming of a vibrant, weed-free lawn? Urban Lawn Care's six-step program makes it a reality. Tailored treatments in Atchison, Donovan, Jackson, Jefferson, Brown, and Leavenworth counties. Customize your plan. Choose all six rounds or select what suits you. Call for a free estimate and ask about their prepaid discount. Your dream lawn is just a call away at Urban Lawn Care, where they nurture dreams into reality.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
It's good to have you back with us here. We're in Topeka, Kansas, okay? It is Atchison at Highland Park, but really not at Highland Park. I know it seems to be a bit off, but here's what's going on. Highland Park had a facilities issue, gymnasium floor damage, and so their place unusable. So they reached out to the good friends at USD 501, and Topeka West raised their hand and says, hey, you can use our dig. So here we are at the Topeka West High School Gymnasium, as Highland Park is going to be the home team here at their friends Crosstown's place. One of the best announcers introducing the starters for the first of our two games, ladies' game, coming up first, and both of these are going to be fantastic. Starters, first of all, for Highland Park under head coach Rob Brown. Highland Park comes into the ballgame at 9-6, and they're going to be starting 5'5" senior Angelique Gowan-Britt, 5'8" junior Tatiana Broyles. You're going to have Kia Johnny Rice. She is a 5'6" junior. Carmella Carter is a freshman at 5'10". And at 5'4", a freshman, Aaliyah Austin. for Atchison High School, and head coach Nick Rebant, AHS, comes into the game at 10-5, and they're going to be starting a trio of seniors with Presley Simpson, Taira Hayward, and Ariana Boldridge, a junior, Majai Stoves, and sophomore, Kayla Downing. Atchison in the traveling uniform tonight, the bright red with gold. And for the Scots, the Highland Park Scots, it is going to be the home white with red and green. Red and green, the team colors for Highland Park. Matter of fact, I've been thinking about it a little bit as I've watched the JV game. Not sure that I know any other schools with red and green as team colors. So, kind of an interesting pairing. Here we go, set to go. Hope you enjoy the ladies' game. On tap, the first of two here this evening. Got Neil producing an engineering by the Care Radio Sports Studio. Tom counts with you courtside, and we are set to go. Coming into the center circle for Atchison, it's going to be Taira Hayward. And the ball goes up the tip of the way. It's going to be controlled down by Highland Park. Long two, face on right. In and out, no good. Rebound is on the floor. Two players hit the deck, and possession error on the jump ball is going to go to Atchison. So Atchison will have their first possession. We are literally 10 seconds into the game. It's going to come into Presley Simpson. Presley brings up court. Now her pass is going to be patted away and stolen. And here come the Scots with the basketball. Drive it down, top of the lane, into the lane. Running shot, one-handed up, no good. We're going to get a block and a foul and a couple of free throws. Coming up for Highland Park. We're still not a half a minute into the game. And the Phoenix haven't gotten across midcourt yet. Line it up. First free throw is going to be just off to the left side of the rim. Won't quite go in. One more shot coming up for Tatiana Broyles. Eyes it, and that one is going to be good. So Broyles gets the first point of the ball game. And it is 1-0 Highland Park. Full court pressure applied, and Atchison's going to bring it in the back court, and they get it very quickly over to the left side and into the hands of Ashlyn Hausch, who's quickly into the game. And Ashlyn gets fouled, and we're going to bring it back the other way. Up court pass, Atchison's going to break the pressure over to the right side. The uncontested layup, and the Phoenix are in front. Kayla Downing. It's the first two for Atchison, and it's 2-1 Phoenix. 7:15 to go in quarter number one. Back down the right side of the basketball. It's going to be Highland Park. Lobs it way up on top, and we give it another foul. We are having fouls about every 12 seconds. This foul is going to be on Hausch. It'll be her first team foul two. And back in will come Highland Park. It's going to be Austin with the basketball. She'll drive into the lane, lays it back off behind her. Now way out on top to Broyles. Tatiana's going to hand it back over to Gowan Britt. She'll slide over to the right side. Highland Park, not a tall team. They've got a good size five in the middle, but from the outside, it's all guards. Here's a shot. Left side three, no good. Followed up and knocked home. Pamela Carter gets her first point. And it is 3-2 Highland Park. At 6:45 to go in quarter number one. Full court pressure continues to be applied by the Lady Scots. Atchison into the forecourt, comes up topside. Hausch will take it over to the right, feeds underneath the Downing. She'll turn, shoot off the rim two times, no good. Taylor trying to come down with a rebound, but it's going to be swept away by Broyles. And here comes Hannah Park up the court. Back off on top, stepping into the lane. A little one-handed runner. It is up, and it is good. So Austin will get her first point of the game. And a steal on the other end, and a quick follow-up of it by Broyles, and she's got three, and we're going to get a timeout, Atchison. Coach Rebrandt taking a timeout. We're going to do it with them at 6:40. Or no, make that 6:06 to go in the opening quarter. Hannah Burns, 7 answers in 2.
True taco lovers can't say Tuesday without thinking taco, especially at the home of Taco Tuesday, Taco John's. So this taco, head to Tuesday John's for Taco Tuesday for deals on delicious beef Tuesdays. I mean tacos. Taco John's. Watch closely. Taco John's will turn your dollar into deliciousness with our new BOGO for a buck menu. Just buy an item from our BOGO menu and ta-da, a second Taco John's favorite for just a buck. Now that's magic. Try the new BOGO for a buck menu at your nearest Taco John's.
Hey, I'm back with you here at Topeka. 6:06 to go in the opening quarter. Atchison taking a timeout and see what adjustments they may have made trying to deal with this Lady Scott pressure. And the ball's knocked away, stolen underneath. Scott's little reverse layup and an Atchison foul. So 2:01 into the game, and that will be another foul here tonight. Back to the free throw line. It's going to be Highland Park. The scoreboards here don't work. Sometimes they start, sometimes they don't start. Portions of the digits are broken. The player slash number of fouls units do not function. But they do have team fouls partly working on some of them. Both free throws are not going to go in for the Lady Scott. And Atchison kind of dodging the bullet a little bit, in so much as Highland Park has had a ton of free throws, but they are only one of at the free throw line. Now Atchison bringing the ball up against the pressure. I'll tell you what, Atchison also hasn't done, get the ball into the hands of Presley Simpson. And as I say that, she's going to take the ball, bring it up on top, look for the three, can't get the shot away. The defense is just swarming. Here's a 16-footer from straight away. It's going to be behind to the left side. Rebounding got back down. Highland Park, and here they come. 7-2, Lady Scott's in front, and we're down to 5.5 to go in quarter number one. 3-point shot, launch, wind to the left side again. Rebound underneath HP. Highland Park will bring it out to the top side, swings it over to the wing, and now off the elbow, they're going to bring it way, way, way out on top. In the corner, just inbound. Just across the timeline. Now the drive right, falling away, the shot is up and soft. Rebounding it down, it's going to be Atchison. And the bounce pass across the baseline, it's going to be knocked away. And out of bounds off Highland Park. So the Scots full court pressure is giving Atchison fits right now, but it's still 7-2. Ball's going to come into Kayla Downing. She'll get it to Presley Simpson. Presley comes across the timeline. Gets doubled up as she brings it across. Then is back over to the left side with it. Atchison with the basketball out on top. It's going to be Stoves with it. Back to the right. Presley drives and shoots. Doesn't get it. Offensive rebound is going to be stolen back. Here comes Highland Park. 4:44 to go, quarter number one. Highland Park with the basketball, up 5, skip pass over to the right block, and now it's loose on the floor, battle for, and it's going to be taken away. Hayward comes up with the basketball and gets it away to Presley. Simpson's outlet, pass up court, over to the left side, it's going to be to Stoves. To the right-hand dribble, works the way off on top, stops at the top of the key, lobs it over to the right side. It's going to get away, go out of bounds, and they will say it was touched by Tatiana Broyles. It'll be off Highland Park. Atchison is going to bring Delaney Wilder into the game. Cross-court pass on the inbound, stolen. Highland Park driving it down, feeds it left, underneath, layup is good. So quick bunk underneath for Highland Park. Pushes it now to a 9-2 ball game. That one is going to be scored by Majesty Grace. She's a freshman. Now the shot for AHS won't fall. Rebound. Here comes Highland Park. We're midpoint of the opening quarter. It is 9-2. The feed to the free throw line. Skip underneath. Off the block. The running shot. It's up. It's good. And a plus one. Count the bucket. The foul is going to be on Delaney. It'll be her first. And before the free throw is shot, we're going to get another Phoenix timeout. Taking a break with Coach Rebant, now with 3:30 to go as the clock keeps running. 3:30 to go, 29-28. What a mess. Here we are. The score in Topeka, it is Highland Park 11, Atchison 2.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Neil's back at the studio. Tom Calzuzzi here, and they didn't know where to put the clock, so they put it back to 4 minutes. Probably good enough. Out of the court, we're going to have the free throw for Highland Park. Atchison is now on the floor with Holly.
Yep.
Holly Banks is coming in for the first time tonight. Holly's going to be out there with Stoves and Hayward, Wilder, and Simpson. Free throw off the back, won't go. Rebound tipped around, and Atchison will control it. It is 11-2. Baseball pass other end of the floor, easy layup, up and good. Taira Hayward with two. It is 11-4. 3:45 and rolling along. Opening quarter, driving in, power move, shot no good, and on the rebound, what are we going to have? A foul. The foul is going to be on Highland Park, and that'll be on Cora Lee Jones. So Cora Lee picking up a foul. Now she's going to check out of the game. She and Majesty Grace will come out, and Highland Park head coach Rob Brown is going to get his starting group back in. Full court pressure again, and the up court is going to be stolen. Scott up the floor with it. 3.5 to go, quarter number one, leading 11-4. Long cross court pass over to the left side, kicking it off on top. The step inside, the ball's knocked away by Holly. Banks bringing it down the court. She's one-on-one. Goes in, goes up, won't drop. And a rebound, going to be saved by Simpson deep in the left corner. Presley lobs it out on top. Stoves will drive first to the right, back away, feed it to the free throw line. The turnaround shot from there knocks it down. Hayward with four. Atchison getting right back in this thing. Only trying to get by five at 11-6. Inside three to go in quarter number one. No skip pass into the lane. It's batted free. It's loose on the floor. Scott's will pick it back up. Looking to the middle. No room there. And standing completely in the center circle is going to be Gowan Britt. Now she'll take it to the top of the key. Swings around to the right side. Lobs inside the block. The shot high up off the window, but no good. Offensive rebound is going to be kicked back out on top. Hannah Park will continue to control the basketball, lobs it out, topside again to Gowan Britt, dumps it over to the baseline right, the long three on his way, no good, rebound Wilder to Delaney, pulls it down, and up with it will come Presley. Simpson racing for the forecourt, loses the handle, and the ball is on the floor. Somehow, Atchison's going to save that thing. Great hustle for the Phoenix. We're now 2 minutes to go into first. Down the ball is going to be stolen again. Outlet down the court. On the floor one time. Up and good. Angelique Gowan Britt with her first points. It is 13-6. And we've got a minute 50 to go in quarter number one. Double team just across the timeline. And they try to trap Presley, but a little too aggressively. And a Highland Park foul. It's going to be on Allie Austin. Allie's first, and it's going to be team foul three. 3-point shot. What a shot by Presley for three. Simpson knocks one down from way outside, and it is 13-9. Down to a minute and a half to go in the first quarter. The feed into the middle. Stolen. Taira Hayward knocking it away. Here comes Atchison. Pass down the right side. Headed for the block. The feed into the middle. Now the ball breaks loose. Still rolling around. It's going to get away and go out of bounds. And it'll be off Angelique Gowan Britt. Atchison going to bring Kayla Downing back into the game. Hannah Burke is going to bring Majesty Grace back in. And with a minute 20 to go in the opening quarter, Atchison, another three on his way. That time, Presley's shot's going to be just a little bit long. Hannah Burke will rebound it away. Tatiana Bruno's coming up with the basketball and takes it down the left side, feeds it back over to the right across the lane. On the court for the one time, deep into the right corner. And they'll dribble it out toward the top. Little crossover dribble. Now the pass over to the right side. Gets away. Going to be taken down by Stokes. Here comes Atchison. With 1 minute to go in the opening quarter. 3-point shot. Stokes. No. Rebound. Battled for. Tipped away. Lost out of bounds. It'll be off Highland Park. The Scots are going to bring Cora Lee Jones back in. 50 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Holly Banks will do the inbound work for Atchison. Brings it in to Presley. Simpson works to the baseline, kicks it over to Banks. Her baseline rainbow shot won't go. Rebound Highland Park. Kea Johnny Rice with the upcourt play in Highland Park back on offense. Half a minute to go in the first. The feed will go into the lane. Their running shot is up, and we're going to get a block. And it's going to be a couple of free throws coming up for the Lady Scots. Highland Park has had a boatload of free throw opportunities tonight and has not capitalized on them very well, having hit only one of them so far. That will be a couple of fouls by Delaney Wilder. And Highland Park stepping to the stripe. It's been a high-intensity kind of a game. Free throw is perfect. One more shot coming up for Highland Park as they bring Neva Atkins in. She is a 6-foot sophomore. Second free throw. Got them both. So a couple of free throws are good for Highland Park's Tatiana Broyles. And she is 3 of 6 at the free throw line tonight. It's a 15-9 lead for the Lady Scots. 20 seconds ago in the first. The feed in the middle is going to be batted away from Delaney. Taking it up the floor, Highland Park. Now they're going to slow it down and probably look for the final shot. 13, 12, 11 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Over to the left side with it is going to be Gallen Britt. Kicks it back to the right. Into the lane, running one-handed shot. Nice. Royals with two more. Atchison's going to bring it in, and the time will elapse, and we've come to the end of the opening quarter. Time out on the floor. First quarter in the book here in Topeka, Kansas. Highland Park's Lady Scott. 17, Atchison 9.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Good to have you with us here as we enter the 6 o'clock hour across the care listening area. The crowd continuing to filter into the gym. Opening quarter of the ladies game in a book. Don't forget the guys game coming up after this. We got a big night of high school hoops on care radio. And then tomorrow night, we got the Benedictine Ravens. BC and Park, 5:30, 7:30, ladies and guys. Opening quarter scorers for Highland Park. It was Tatiana Broyles with 7 leading the way. Carmella Carter had 4, 2 apiece for Gallen Britt, Austin, and Grace. For Atchison, Kaira Hayward with 4. Presley Simpson hitting a 3-2 for Kayla Downing. It'll be Scott's basketball, and we're underway in the second. The feed into the lane, funneling away the shot. High up off the block, no good. Rebound tipped out, Stokes with it. She's going to have a stolen right out of her hand. Taken away by HB. Had a park, closed baseline, feeds into the lane. The kick comes off on top. Now the ball batted away, turning around on the floor. Stokes is going to come up with another steal, and here comes Anderson. Presley Simpson down the left side with it. We're less than a minute into the second quarter. Atchison with the basketball. They trail in the ball game by 8. They have been down by as many as 9 earlier today. Over to the right side, Stokes running. She puts a shot up. No good. Carmella Carter rebounds it down. And here comes Highland Park. Topside, Angelique down Brett. Angelique runs this ball clip from the one. Her pass in the middle. I think she was looking maybe for Carmella Carter, but it was batted away by an action that apparently was stolen. And then on the upcourt play, foul is going to be on Gowan Britt. It'll be her first. It'll be the first foul of the second quarter by Highland Park. And we are 1 minute in to quarter number two. Still 17-9. Atchison putting it in play at their offensive baseline, and it'll be Ariana Boldridge to do the inbound. Ariana looking in, wants it underneath, tries to get inside, and it's going to be batted away from Kayla Downing. The plan was to get it to Kayla, and she's cutting to the rim and goes straight up with a quick layup. Didn't quite pan out. Atchison's got it coming back in play again from the same place, just to the right side of the lane at the offensive baseline. Still looking in. And now they're going to lob it out on top for Stoves, and we'll have a foul. A defender cut in front of Stoves, and then she tried to steal the ball back, picks up the foul, and it will be Highland Park basketball. Inside seven to play in the first half. Highland Park brings it down. Little one-hand push pass over to the right side. It's going to be the Broyles. She'll dribble it off on top. Dump it over to the right side. It's going to be Rice with it. Kajani Rice. Starts left. Comes back in the middle. Pass inside. It's going to be batted away. And Atchison coming up with another steal. Highland Park does better when they are just flying around. The set offenses don't work for them as well. Here's a three-point shot for Atchison. It's up. No good. Rebound saved by the Phoenix. And it's going to be batted away down to the baseline and will go off the fingertips of Hayward. It'll be Highland Park basketball. We're getting a timeout. We are. Highland Park going to take this one. Coach Brown taking a timeout. Neil, that's got us written all over it, man. 6:17 to go in the opening half. High school girls basketball finds Highland Park leading Atchison 17-9.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Good to have you with us here in Topeka. Here we come, back in play, and up the floor, Highland Park, shot right side, blocked, the save back by the Lady Scots. Shot from the outside, it's going to be up and off the window, and good. Nice shot from the outside. Highland Park goes up now 20-9. It is their largest lead of the game, the three by Kajani Rice. That's the first point of the second quarter. Now Atchison with a shot from underneath. Going to be rejected. 5.5 to go. We went 1.5 minutes into that second quarter before any points got scored. And now here's a spinning driving shot. It's going to be up and good by Carter. She's got 6. 22-9. Atchison training by some 13. A little over 5 to go in the first half. Top side is going to be Presley Simpson, feeds into the middle, the ball batted away, saved nicely underneath, and the layup is up and good for Taira Hayward, and she leads the Phoenix with 6. 22-11, Highland Park. Skip to the free throw line, to step into the lane, the one-handed shot is going to be up, it just crawls over the front lip and in. Tatiana Broyles with 9, 24-11. Down 13 for the second time tonight. Pass in the middle, batted free. Loose on the floor. Picked up. Here comes Scott. Down the left side. One on one. Stepping out on top. Is there a travel? Yeah. Nice defense by Simpson to force that travel, and Atchison is going to bring Ashlyn House back in, and Delaney Wilder back into the game. 4.5 to go in the first half. And back to the full court pressure is going to go Highland Park. This is where they absolutely play their best ball early in the game. Simpson to bring it up. She takes down the left side. Loses the dribble for a minute. Able to go back and retrieve it off the bounce. Goes down the left side. They try to D her up all the way to the top. Get it way up high to Hausch. Over to the right block. The feet across to Delaney. It's batted away. It's on the floor. Delaney's able to recover it. Top side, 17-footer. Airborne off the window, but no good. Rebound, Highland Park. Scott with the basketball, leading at 24-11. 4 minutes to go, opening half. Across the timeline with a little left-hand dribble is going to be Angelique Gallen-Britt. Now a little seesaw dribble, now back and forth between the feet. Lobs it over to the left side, squaring up, going three, online but short. The three-point shot by Majesty Grace was perfectly online. I had a great view of it, but a little bit short. And now the ball knocked away from Presley, and she's able to save it. Atchison controls the ball down. The feet down low for Wilder, but the skip pass to her was well out of her reach and going to escape out of bounds back to Highland Park. Scott's going back to the bench and going to bring starter Kia Johnny Rice back into the game. Kia Johnny, a 5 foot 6 inch junior. 3.5 to go, opening half. The early scoring flurry by Highland Park has been stifled a little bit. Now the pass is going to be batted out of bounds, and they stay in the process of batting it out. There's going to be an Atchison foul. Whistle's going to be on Presley Simpson. First foul today for Presley, and Atchison's second foul of the second quarter. Not been a lot of fouls here. After the first quarter, had a ton of them. Second quarter, had very, very few. Two by Atchison, one by Highland Park. Now Atchison, the steal, the driving layup, won't quite fall. And on the rebound, Hausch commits the foul in the backcourt. So for Ashlyn, I have foul two. So, back into the ballgame for Atchison. We're going to get Stoves coming back into the game, rotating out with Ariana Boldridge. And we're down inside 3 minutes to go in the opening half. It is a 24-11 lead. Second quarter has seen really little scoring. Now the pass in the middle is going to be batted away. Highland Park's going to save it. The ball batted away again, loose on the floor. Atchison coming up with a steal. Here's Simpson with the basketball. She's double-teamed in the backcourt. Brings it up, still in the backcourt, backs away, lobs it across the timeline, take it down the right side to Stoves, skip pass down to the block. Inside Delaney, goes up, off the glass, knocks it in. Wilder for two. 24-13. At 2.5 to go in the half. And a part three business like here in the second quarter, coming up, quite focused. Now here's a quick three I didn't see coming. It misses. Follow from underneath, pushed right back up and in. That was a good rebound, and I like the quick follow. That's Coralie Jones getting two. 26-13. There was no thinking about it or fooling around. Came down, went straight back up off the backboard, and followed it up and in. Atchison on offense as we're now inside 2 minutes to go. First half. That's a long three for Presley, and it's going to be just a little wide to the right side. And we're going to get another Phoenix timeout. Taking a break with Coach Rebound. We have a minute 50 to go in the half. It is Highland Park's Lady Scots 26, Atchison 13.
K4 Ag in Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of soother feeds, protein tubs, and mineral on hand, and delivery service for their mixed 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing and delivery. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. See K4 Ag in Valley Falls, nurturing farms, growing success.
Keep in mind that the guys' game coming up after this one, so we've got a full night of high school hoops here on a mid-February Tuesday. With Neil in the studio, producing and engineering, Tom Counts with you here courtside at the home of the Chargers. What? No. Can't be, right? Because that's just playing the Scots. No, we aren't really at the home of the Chargers, borrowing a gymnasium from Topeka West tonight to host this game here in the capital city. Highland Park coming out of the timeout, puts the ball in play, keep it in backcourt, Atchison will meet them defensively across the timeline, and sliding over to the right side with it is going to be Angelique Gown-Britt. They're going to spread the floor a little bit offensively. Now trying to feed off the block, and that was a good anticipation pass by Hayward. Now it's going to be stolen back, and a collision sends Gown-Britt sprawling to the floor. She gets up and is okay. Fisher coming over to the scorer's table to let us know that the foul is on Taira. It'll be her first foul of the night. Atchison team foul three in the second quarter in the free throw. Up and in. Gown-Britt has her third point of the game. Now coming in for Highland Park. Back into the game is going to be Neva Atkins. Second free throw. Oh, that was pretty. High and arcing. It just falls through the bottom of the net. Full court pressure applied as they have all night by Highland Park, who now leads 28-13. It is their largest lead of the evening, up 15. And as the ball comes up the court, a diving effort at a steal results in the ball going out of play. Touch last by Gown-Britt. Atchison will have it in play right in front of the Highland Park bench. A minute 20 to go in the half. Here comes in Presley. Starts baseline. Puts up a runner. It's going to be just a wee bit strong. Rebounded back down. Highland Park. They'll fly up the court with it. Into the forecourt. Left side is going to be Broyles. Out on top to Gown-Britt. Back over to the right side into travel. Got the hand of Austin. And I'll tell you, Aaliyah, she saw a little daylight. She started getting those feet going. She was going to drive it in the middle, but got the feet going through it before she got the ball on the floor. Now the upcourt pass is going to be stolen back. Highland Park swings. The shot won't go. Offensive board, and they're going to drive it back out on top. That's the smart play. The defense was perfectly in place for Atchison. So Highland Park is going to reset its offense. Inside a minute to go now. The feed underneath. Atkins shot. Nope. Rebound tipped out. Phoenix will haul it in. Ashton House. Ashton House with the rebound. And up court, the ball slapped away. Now we're getting a horn and before the inbound, Atchison will put Kayla Downing back in for Tahira. Phoenix basketball, 40 seconds to go. First half. Thinking about three, no. Comes out of top, Presley. Now the 15 footer from straight away. Knocking it down. Kayla Downing for her fourth points of the game. 28-15. 20 seconds to go before intermission. On his feet, Coach Brown for Highland Park, indicating what he wants to see. And probably let his team run this thing down and look for a good last shot. And instead, the cross-court pass thrown by Atchison. Now it's locked free. It's on the floor. Highland Park's going to pick it back up. 9 seconds. Pass into traffic. Stolen back by Delaney. Here comes Atchison. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. And a foul. The foul is going to be on Highland Park's Carmella Carter. It is her first. And it is going to stop Atchison from getting a good look at the rim and instead have them put the ball in play from in front of the Highland Park bench with 1.4 seconds. So they got to put this up in a hurry. It's in, it's up, it's online, but too strong. And we've come to halftime. We'll be back here in Topeka, Kansas to summarize the opening half for you as the ladies head for the locker room. It's halftime. Your score, Highland Park 28, Atchison 15.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
When you visit one of our 8 Union State Bank locations, you're bound to see familiar faces. That's because at USB, community is everything. We live, work, and play where you do, so you're seeing us at the Friday night football game, having lunch at the local cafe, and chasing our kids on the park playground. USB employees believe we are stronger with local ties and local financial decisions. That's why we hope you'll visit a Union State Bank location and find out why we love being a part of the community. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Guys, teams out of the court warming up. Do not forget, we got the boys' game coming up after this one here on Cure Radios. It'll be the battle of two of the best teams in the state of Kansas, Atchison and Highland Park. Each one at the top of their classifications, Highland Park 5A, Atchison 4A. It will be a good one. Right now, though, the ladies' game's been interesting, but Highland Park's had the best of it through the first two quarters, leading 28-15 halftime. A recap of the scoring for Highland Park. Nobody double-figure scoring, but they have 7 players who've gotten points on the board, paced by Tatiana Broyles with 9. Carmella Carter has a half a dozen and 4 in the first half. Angelique Gowan Britt. A 3-point shot knocked down by Kea Johnny Rice. And you've had Allie Austin and Coralie Jones and Majesty Grace, each with 2. For Atchison, blazing the trail, it's going to be Taira Hayward with a half dozen. 4 for Kima Downing. Presley Simpson hitting a 3, and the other 2 belong to Delaney Wilder. No player on either team with more than 2 personal fouls. So nobody in any kind of difficulty like that. Getting a little award out of the floor to some students from Highland Park. Always good to see that kind of good stuff happening. So congratulations to them. And we encourage you to stick around. Second half of the ladies' game coming up shortly. And then the guys' game after that. But right now, we're taking a break. Halftime of the girls' game. Intermission score in Topeka. Highland Park 28, Atchison, Phoenix 15. We're kicking it back to Neil in the Care Sports Studio. He's got you halftime.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
FW Houston Medical Center is here for all of your health care needs. Have an illness late at night or on the weekend? Come visit FW Houston's 24/7 walk-in clinic. Call us today at 913-774-4340 to learn more.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729. Well, good evening, Care Country. Thank you so much for tuning in to high school basketball. Atchison High at Highland Park. Actually playing in the Topeka West Gymnasium due to some facilities issues at Highland Park, but that's all right. Tom Counts, he knows how to navigate Topeka just fine, so we're having a lot of fun. And your halftime score of the girls' game is Highland Park 28, Atchison High 15. We'll send it back to Tom in about 5 minutes, so 5 or 6 minutes for second half action. Of course, after the girls' game, the guys' game, and as we heard Tom talking about just a little while ago, you've got the number one ranked team in 4A in Atchison, the number one ranked team in 5A in Highland Park, shaping up to be one heck of a matchup. And by the way, both teams are 15-1 entering tonight's contest. Atchison High's only loss was to Topeka Highland Park earlier this season. So best of luck to the Phoenix as they look to avenge that loss.
games going on in the area. Let's take a look at what we have going on. Headed over to mscsports.net. You can check out the schedule. Scores from last night's girls and boys basketball. Last night, Marhill Mount Academy picked up a pair of wins. Tonight, we've got, of course, Atchison at Highland Park. Marhill Mount Academy is at Pleasant Ridge this evening. These are girl-boy doubleheaders. JCN on the road at Oskaloosa. Horton travels to Jackson Heights this evening for a pair. ACCHS will be hosting McClouth this evening. Elsewhere in Kerr Country, up in Donovan County, Troy will play host to Axtell this evening. And these girls' games usually start around 6:15, so a lot of them probably underway. These are girl-boy doubleheaders. The Big 7 League, Jeff West, will be playing home to Hiawatha. Holton hosting Riverside. Nemaha Central on the road at Royal Valley. So it's a full slate of matchups this evening. And again, you check out this information at mscsports.net. A lot of great content up there. Athlete of the Week articles, too. Let's give a shout out here to Madison Martin with ACCHS basketball. She's one of our athletes of the week. The other athlete of the week is a wrestler from Sabetha, Colin Meddled. So check out those great stories online. The athlete of the week articles are brought to you by Highland Community College. And then over there, I'm looking at the blast from the past. That's a really neat thing that Rainbow Communications sponsors. Make sure you check that out when you get a chance as you're navigating mscsports.net. Aaliyah Rains, Benedictine Raven women's basketball player Aaliyah Rains and former Jeff West Tiger is your blast from the past athlete. So much great content about mscsports.net. Want to give a shout out to our sports team for keeping that up to date all the time. All right, your halftime score in the game you're listening to, it's Highland Park leading Atchison High 28-15. Of course, the guys' game to follow. We're going to send it back out to Tom Counts in about 3 minutes. Before that, we're going to take a break and get you caught up on that weather forecast.
No matter where your home field is, Dyna-Gro Seed is at home on any acre with a proven track record for consistent performance year after year. Dyna-Gro delivers innovative seed solutions to maximize your local acre. Purchase confidently, knowing you have a team who understands your land with the right seed that is designed to thrive in your local conditions. Book your seed today at your local Nutrient Ag Solutions or visit dynagrowseed.com to learn more.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank, we're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community minded, that's my bank.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows dip down to about 29 tonight under clear skies, northerly winds at around 5 miles an hour. Ample sunshine expected again tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 64. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night, lows level off around 34. Turning much cooler Thursday and Friday with highs from the upper 30s to the upper 40s. Slight chance for snow Friday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Well, hey, it's another beautiful evening in Kerr Country. Temperatures right now in the upper 50s. We have 59 degrees outside the Kerr Radio Studios in downtown Atchison. We'll send it back to Tom Counts for second half coverage of Atchison High at Highland Park. Girls game, of course, followed by the guys. A quick look again at temperatures. I mentioned upper 50s, 59 in Atchison. That's pretty much what we're seeing everywhere. A little bit of a breeze out there, but no big deal. Again, coming up tomorrow, let's take a look at the sports schedule for tomorrow. Of course, we have Benedictine Raven basketball. Ravens are on the road tomorrow at Park University. Typical start times for the women and the men. Women starting 5:30, followed by the men. That'll be right around 7:30. All right, we're going to take a one-minute break here from our sponsors and send it back to Tom Counts for second half coverage.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gymnasium for second half coverage of your feature game.
It's good to have you back with us here in Topeka, Kansas. Halftime of the ladies' game. Back ready to go to the second half here. Atchison up against Highland Park at Topeka West. Some awards continue to be handed out to some of the fans here tonight. It's always nice to see that fun stuff happening. 28-15 at the halftime score. Highland Park out in front. And a few more things being awarded. And they're no real hurting to say. Underway. The guys' teams have left the floor. Atchison's boys' team is sitting up in the bleachers across the way of the gym seating. Highland Park guys have vacated, so I don't know where they've gone to. Maybe back to the locker room with coach. And last, it looks like of the award recipients are making their way off the court. We're about ready to go in the second half. Looks like Atchison and Coach Revant is going to have, looks like the original starting five, Kayla Downing and Tatyra Hayward. Ariana Holdridge, Ajay Stokes, and Presley Simpson. Out of the park with Angelique Young-Britt, Tatiana Broyles, Kaya Johnny Rice, Carmella Carter, and Allie Austin. The ball's coming into Atchison, and we are underway. AHS with the ball, lobs it over to the left side. Atchison now going from right to left across your dial here in the second half. They feed underneath to Presley inside the block. Jumps it left side to Hayward. Back off on top. Atchison being very patient, just looking for a good possession. That's what you want to do. The second half started with a good possession. Come out with some points. Here's a baseline three. Up the rim a couple of times. It won't drop. And a rebound saved in by Highland Park. Here come the Lady Scots. 7:20 to go in the third. They have the basketball, leading it here by 13-point margin. They have been up by as many as 15 in the second quarter. The cross baseline pass is going to be knocked away and out of bounds. It'll be back into Highland Park and their offensive end. Putting it in play for Highland Park is going to be Young-Britt. She logs it out on top. Nearly stolen, but going to be saved by Broyles. So kick it right. Three. Good. From the right elbow, the three-point shot by Carmella Carter. Her ninth point of the game. It is 31-15. And we're inside 7 to go in the third quarter. Atchison will bring it into the forecourt. I'll wait for the baseline. Spin it out on top. Gets it there to Simpson. Back over to the left. Ariana. Holdridge feeds into the middle, trying to get it to Hayward. And it'll be slapped away and knocked out of bounds. Off Highland Park. Highland Park is going to pull Austin out of the game. And Courtney Jones is going to come in. Highland Park has played 8. Atchison has played 8 so far today. And the inbound for Atchison is going to be turned over. Here's a foot race to the other end. Royals coast to coast, up and good for two. And her first player in double-digit scoring is going to be Tatiana Broyles. She has 11. 33-15, Highland Park. It's 6:20 to go. Quarter number three. Presley Simpson, right side, accelerates to the baseline, puts her from one-hand runner, hits the side of the backboard. Nice offensive rebound, pulled down by Downing. She'll bring it out on top to Stokes, and Atchison runs the offense back over to the left side. The jumper's up, won't fall. Atchison rebound underneath the goal. Can't get rid of it. And finally, it's going to be stolen away by Highland Park. After Hayward came down with the basketball, the defense just swarmed around her, and she could not find an outlet for it. Here's a nice pass into the lane, and a spinning shot is up and good, and Coach Reback comes to his feet, calls a timeout as Carmella Carter has her 11th point of the game. Taking a break with the Phoenix. Neiler, 5:44 to go in the third quarter here in Topeka. It's Highland Park, 35 inches and 15.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repair, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
.44 to go in the third quarter. Welcome back here to Topeka West High School in the capital city. Guys, game coming up after this one, so don't go away. It promises to be one of the best games in the state of Kansas, if not tonight, maybe even this year. Two top teams in the state coming together here tonight. Right now, though, the Phoenix, they got the work cut out for them, finding themselves down 35-15. They're going to be putting the ball in play against the full court pressure. They'll bring it in on the right side to Caleb. Downing has it in the corner, gets it to Presley. Simpson up the floor, drives down the right side, goes all the way to the baseline, backs in, back to the rim, can't get a shot away, lobs it way back out on top. The shot airborne from there, wide to the right side, and the rebound is going to be allowed to carry him out of play. Back it's going to come to Highland Park. And we're inside 5.5 to go to the third quarter. Highland Park now in no hurry, just kind of meandering up the floor, and Angelique Gowan-Britt goes left side, feeds underneath, and the shot up and good again. I'm going to tell you what, Carmella Carter has been absolutely excellent. Get her that ball off the block, and she just scores. Simple as that. She's already got 7 in this quarter. What, 13 in the game. Atchison out turning at 37-15. The shot by Presley, a little wide to the left side, and it's going to go out of bounds on the fly. Into the game for the Lady Scots, Majesty Grace will come back in. Majesty is a 5'8" freshman. Here comes Highland Park. Coach Rebat with a couple of players coming to the scorer's table. Both Delaney Wilder and Holly Banks have checked in. Now the ball is going to be batted away on the floor, covered up, and it'll come back in again to Atchison. 4.5 to go in the third quarter. Phoenix have yet to score in the second half. Adam Park brings it in over to the left side. Gowan-Britt feeds across down to the baseline. The long two, no. Rebound, tipped around, out of bounds to Atchison. Getting a hand on it down to the baseline, but Corley Jones just could not haul it in, so losing it out of bounds, and now Atchison putting it in play against some pressure. It'll come in to Hayward. Back it'll go to Simpson. Presley up the floor, gets it across midcourt, works his way over to the left side, defended very closely by Grace, and the running shot is up no good, but we're going to have a foul, and that's going to put Atchison at the free throw line. The foul is going to be on Majesty. That is her first, and that is the first third quarter foul by either team here at 4:13. At the free throw line, Presley Simpson. It's good. Presley gets her fourth point of the game. It is 37-16.
Simpson will eye this thing up, flips it, and it's around and around and round and good. So Presley has five, and Atchison back within 20 as we approach the midpoint of the third quarter. Pass over to the right side, got to be slapped out of bounds. Holly Banks reaching out, getting a hand on that thing, kind of tapping it out of play and into the Highland Park bench. Scott's have a player at the scorer's table, and is she going to get to check in? She will. Coming back into the game is Kia Johnny Rice. Skip pass off the block. The ball's going to be batted into the corner. Saved out on top, Highland Park. Scott's going to ask them all in. 3:50 to go in the opening quarter. They've been in control of this game for the bulk of it. Cross-court pass stolen by Holly. Nice job. Now she's down in the corner, and the defender, looking to steal the ball away, is going to commit a foul. And that is very quickly going to be the second by Majesty. She'll have her second. As a matter of fact, she's got both third-quarter fouls for Highland Park. Atchison has not committed a third-quarter foul yet. We've got 3.5 to go. Up-court pass, still to Highland Park. Down Bricks, going to come up with it, take it over to the left side, keep it dribble alive, now work it back out to the top of the key. Feeds it into the middle, it's batted, and stolen away by Atchison. Here come the Phoenix, and the ball knocked away, of course, knocked away from behind. Back down with it will come Highland Park. Drive it down to the baseline, and we're going to get a foul, and it's going to be probably on Presley. Presley's gone down the court. She had set up, okay? She's looking to draw the player control foul, and it's not going to be on Presley. It's going to be on Stoves. It's going to be her second foul and Atchison's first third quarter foul. Anyway, the problem was got down the court and then slid. After you set up, you slide over a little bit to make sure and draw that contact. And there comes the foul. 3:15 to go, third quarter. Skip pass in her way, too much traffic, and Atchison comes up with a steal. Outlet Holly on the floor one time, in and up, and it won't fall in. And the rebound's going to go out of bounds. It'll be Scott's basketball. Hannah Perk is going to get Neva Atkins back on the floor. 3 minutes to go in the third. High school girls basketball. It is a 37-17 Hannah Perk lead. They'll bring it up and gliding over to the right side. Gownbridge, smooth with the basketball. Gets it on top to Carter. Now Gown Brett will go three. Knocks it down from deep in the right corner. Her seventh point. It is 40-17. 2.5 to go in the third. Underneath, the shot won't drop for Delaney. Rebound. Here comes Hyman Park. This time, Barmela Carter is going to bring the ball up the floor herself. Swings over to the left side. Some contact there, and that will be a foul by Presley, I think. Yes. Presley Simpson's second foul of the game. 2:25 to go in the third quarter. Game was moving along pretty smoothly, and someone who's had a spate of fouls. 3-point shot. Nice. Aaliyah Austin knocks in a three. It is now 43-17. And we're 2 minutes left, third quarter. Skip pass back over to Glatt. Here's a three for Atchison. Won't quite fall. Ashlyn House had a good line on it, but it hits the back of the rim, kicks out long for the rebound. It's cleared away by Gown Britt. Here comes Highland Park. Scott's back over to the left side. The lob back out on top. Gown Britt feeds down to the baseline. And before she got rid of the ball, they say she gets in that extra step, turning it over. Back it comes. To AHS. With a minute 40 to go in the third. Atchison having a fantastic year. Coach Rebat's team is 10-5 coming in here tonight. Lots of pressure by Highland Park. Here's Presley with it. She'll go right side. Shoots it high up off the glass and good. Simpson for two. 43-19. 70 seconds to play in the third quarter. Dots back down the floor. The drive to the baseline. The feed across. The layup won't go. Too much thinking about that one. Didn't just go up with the shot. Now Simpson double-teamed in the backcourt, trapped with a basketball, and we get a out-of-bar foul. Two defenders had surrounded Presley Simpson, and she just had nowhere to go. But reaching in, Aaliyah Austin will collect her second foul. It's going to be three team fouls by Hanna Park, two third-quarter fouls by Atchison. And with a minute to come in the third quarter, Atchison will have the ball in play against the full-court pressure from deep in the backcourt. Inbound is going to be stolen, and they're stolen back, and they're going to go on the jump ball. The inbound was grabbed onto by Tatiana Broyles, and as she grabbed it, Stoves reached in, and she grabs it in the tie-up. It's going to be a jump ball. Atchison has it. Left side, Wilder, going to be knocked out of her hands, and going to be out of bounds off Atchison. 50 seconds to go in the third. Highland Park in front. Skip past free throw line. Dish back over to the right side. Into the corner. It's going to be Broyles. And we get a foul. We do. It's going to be a foul on Atchison, Ariana Boldridge. A couple of fouls on Ariana. Team fouls were even at three. 40 seconds to go in the third. Highland Park with the basketball, leading it by a pretty sizable margin. Ball slapped at the bounce of the baseline. Back in again to the Lady Scots. I think probably some of the focus from these teams has been lost at this point. It is a 24-point ball game. And we're going to get another Atchison foul, and that's going to be a third foul on Ariana. And here comes, again, the inbound pass for Highland Park. Driving baseline. The lob into the lane. The little jumper. Yep. But Highland Park just keeps beating Parmella Carter. She just keeps scoring buckets. 45-19. For the second time, a 26-point lead for Highland Park. Now they're going to steal the ball away. 13 seconds, 12. Outlet pass down the court. Crossover layup is up and good. The bucket is going to be up and in for Coralie Jones, and it's 47-19. Atchison, are they going to get a shot away? They will not, and three quarters are done. We'll be back here in Topeka, going to the fourth in the girls' game. Highland Park 47, Atchison 19.
It's a great day at Urban Lawn Care. It's also a great day to rid your home or business of ants, bugs, mice, or other pesky invaders. Urban Lawn Care is licensed and insured to provide pest control and extermination, as well as termite inspections and treatment programs. Call Urban Lawn Care today at 913-367-4478 in Atchison. Urban Lawn Care, ensuring your space stays pest-free.
It's great to be with us here in Topeka, Kansas this evening. We're going to the fourth quarter, and tell you what, Hannah Park's Lady Scots, who came into the game tonight at 9-6, looking pretty sharp here this evening. Atchison led in scoring by Presley Simpson. They still off an R. She's got seven. Kaira Hayward, 6-4 for Kayla Downing, and Delaney Wilder with two. Leading Highland Park and leading all scorers, it is Parmella Carter, 15 points. Also in double figure scoring, Tatiana Broyles has 11. Angelique Gambrit with seven. Those are the top three leading scorers for Highland Park. Scott's put the ball in play, and the fourth quarter has begun. Welcome back to Topeka. 3-point shot up and short. Rebound, Atchison. Hayward comes down with the ball. They'll double her up in the backcourt. She's able to get the pass away to Stoke. Fonzo will take it over to the left side. Two-handed layup is up and good. Kayla Downing with a half a dozen. 47-21. Half a minute into the fourth quarter. Driving baseline, blocked down. Oh, a great defensive play by Hayward. Here comes Atchison, and as Presley comes up the floor, she's being defended hard and bumped and pushed out of bounds and then fouled by Highland Park's Aaliyah Austin. It'll be her third and the first fourth quarter foul for the Scots. Driving shot for Simpson, no, followed up, and yes. Tahira Hayward with eight now. She had six at the three quarters, now Tahira with eight. 7:20 to go. Out on top, the set shot for three, buried. Wow, from deep from the left side. No defender around, so Broyles just walked up, squared up, and threw down the three. 50-23. 7 minutes to play. Pass down to the baseline. It's going to be just a little out of the reach. Down to the baseline for Hayward, and it'll be Highland Park basketball. Clock not running again. Still stuck at 6:58. There we go. Now they're going to stop playing. Make them take that down a little bit. 50-23. Highland Park in front. It's Angelique Gowan-Britt with the basketball. She's a 5'5" senior. She runs this ball club. And now we're going to get a foul from by Atchison. Way upstairs. It's going to be on, I think that's on Ariana. Here's a baseline three. Too strong. Rebound, Presley. Simpson coming out with the basketball. And here comes Atchison. Presley defended hard. Coming up the floor. Now they'll double-team Stoves as she gets across the timeline. The ball's going to be slapped out of her hands and out of bounds. It'll come back in again to Atchison. Midcourt on the far side with 6.5 to play. Now looking out on top, Presley, little head fake, loses her defender, glides to the baseline where a rainbow shot is up and short. Rebound's going to be followed up and put in. Hayward in double figures for Atchison now with 10. And I think we have a Highland Park player. We do. Her calf is just tightened up on her. Her teammates are trying to help her stretch that muscle cramp out. Oh, nothing. Now that'll be more difficult, more painful than when that calf knots up like that. Coach comes out. Realize what's going on. Trainer's right out there taking a look at her, and she's trying to get to her feet. Second game coming up tonight is going to be absolutely phenomenal. I'm going to promise that to you. You got the top teams in the state of Kansas in 4A and 5A coming together. Highland Park, 15-1. Atchison, 15-1. Atchison's only loss earlier this season to Highland Park. Highland Park's only loss in the championship game of a tournament in Wichita. The third game they had played in 3 days, losing to Wichita Northwest. And I didn't look, but Northwest may be the best team in 6A. So, yeah, you got great men's or guys or high school boys, call it how you will, basketball coming up shortly here on CARE. Right now, but we're still 6:20 to go in the ladies' game, and it is Highland Park with it in play and up the floor. Coming off a nice screen, getting it into the forecourt. The feed to the free throw line, and Atchison collapsing on the basketball, and two players come in on. Let's see which one's called for the foul. It's going to be on Hayward. It'll be her second foul, and it will be the second fourth quarter foul by Atchison. 6:10 left in the game. 50-25. Highland Park with a substantial lead, a baseline three. No. Rebound, Scott, and they're going to keep it alive. HP running shot, up no good. Rattle for the loose ball underneath the goal. It's going to be won by Atchison. Simpson brings it up, gets it underneath, and a nice layup, won't fall. Rebound tipped out on top to Stokes. She'll start in, backs away. Top side, it'll come to Simpson. Presley, she'll go three, wide left. Rebound, Atchison. To feed to the free throw line to Hayward. Now back on top, Stokes, goes three. It won't go. Rebound underneath Simpson. Baseline runner won't go. Rebound is going to be out of play. Which way is it? It'll be Atchison basketball. We're getting a timeout, or we're just getting substitutions? Three substitutions coming in for Highland Park, and Coach Rebant on his feet walking all the way down to the baseline, but no timeout, so we're staying with it here at 5:20 to go in the game, and the inbound pass going to be thrown by Highland Park. Up court, batted away, and Stoves gets a hand on it, and that's going to be tied up in the backcourt. It'll be Atchison ball with the alternate possession. 5:18 to go in the ball game. Atchison brings it in, and here's Presley to the free throw line, going right side shot off the window, rattling it home. Kayla Downing for two. 8 points for Kayla. 50-27. And we're 5 minutes left. And the ball's going to be stolen. Stone's coming up with it. She'll take it down the right side, spots up, thought about the three, doesn't, comes out on top, Presley. She'll go three. No. Rebound, taken away by the Scots. Flying up the floor with it is going to be Broyles. Tatiana goes right side, shoots it high off the window, good. That is 16 for Broyles tonight. 52-27. At the 4.5 minutes to go in the game, Mark. Feet into the lane. Stolen back by Hannah Park. Broyles coming up with a loose basketball. Starting to the left, giving it back over to the right. It'll be handled there by Majesty Grace. Grace will drive across the lane. Falling away, the shot is up, wide to the left. And on the rebound, two players get tied up, fall to the floor, jump ball called. And at 4:12 to go in the ballgame, possession arrow, Highland Park. Delaney Wilder coming back in for Atchison. Highland Park is going to bring Kia Johnny Rice back into the game and also Neva Atkins. Scott's with the basketball. Feet over to the left side. Way out on top of it is going to be Majesty Grace. She'll slide right, pulls up her dribble, launches it into the left corner. Inside 4 minutes in to go in the game. And we have a Phoenix foul over on the left side. Foul is going to be on Ariana. I've got her for four, if that's, is that right? There's a five. May have been her fifth. 3:55 to play. 52-27. So behind the head pass, flip that on top. The three-point shot, launched and hit. Wow. Majesty Grace. She just squared up, spotted up, launched it. 55-27. 3.5 to go. Atchison from the right side of the free throw line. It's off the window, but it won't drop. Rebound. Here comes Hyla Park. Quickly down the right side. The lob across the left side of the lane. Back out. They'll work the rim. Kick to the right. The long two. Short. Rebound is going to be allowed to tumble out of bounds. It'll be Phoenix basketball. 3:10 to go. 55-27. When this game is over, both of these teams are going to be 10-6. That's a long pass up the floor. Batted away by Highland Park, and Atchison able to save it. Now it's loose, picked back up by the Scots. Now stolen back by Atchison. Delaney lobs it over to the left side. Underneath the goal, a shot going to be blocked away, and there's a foul on Atkins. Now, but coming down the floor, she says, you know what, I just can't let you have that absolutely uncontested shot. So she gets in front of it, picking up her first foul tonight. And we're inside 3 minutes to play. Is at the line for the Phoenix, it'll be Taira Hayward. Hasn't had a free throw tonight, and the first one won't quite go. She has 10 points this evening. Carmella Carter, Angelique Gown-Brent, and Tatiana Broyles all checking back into the game for Coach Brown in Highland Park. Second free throw off the back of the rim, and straight up and in. So Tahira hits one of the two, has 11. As we go inside 2:50 left in the ladies' game, Atchison back on defense. The feed will go down to the baseline, and it's going to be out of reach for Parmela Carter. They want the Scots have a really hard-playing team. And by hard-playing, I mean they're aggressive. They're running around constantly. They are pressing the basketball, which is their style. And now the ball is rolling loose and saved by Presley. We're going to get a foul called on whom? Foul is going to be on Highland Park's Angelique Allen-Britt. It'll only be her second of the ball game, and team foul two for the Scots. No, three. Just can't read those digits when part of the numbers don't light up. The pass in the middle, batted away. Scott's coming up with it. 2.5 to go. Lob over to the left side. The kick back out on top. It's on the floor, and a jump ball gets called. Possession, Atchison High School. We're at 2:24 to go. Tomorrow night, we're going to have Benedictine. Ravens, can you believe we're getting this late in the season with four regular season games remaining? Ravens are going to be up against Park tomorrow. And a running shot up and blocked away in a foul. So Hayward will come to the free throw line. Is fouled by Tatiana Broyles. Hayward coming to the line. She was 1-2 just a moment ago. That is high and just a little short. One more shot coming up here. She hits this when she will check out. They sound the horn, but Kayla Downing at the scoring table will be coming in for the shooter. The second free throw is going to be off the mark and a rebound saved down by the Scots. 2:15 and rolling along toward the conclusion of the ball game with 55-28, the Highland Park lead. The ball deep into the right corner. Atchison defense is really good, and they're going to call a foul on Delaney. I love that she's done a great job of just pointing up the ball handler and pinning her deep into the corner, but they will be Delaney Wilder and her third foul tonight. Team fouls four apiece now for these two clubs with 2:10 to go in the game. Inbound it comes out on top and high in the park. They could just try to run a little time off the clock. Now the ball's going to be stolen away. Down the left side. Holly in, up. Oh, it will go. Offensive rebound. Batted away. Highland Park's going to steal it back. Scott's to the basketball and up floor with it is going to come Parmela Carter. Now Parmela plays the 4-5. So right now in this setup, she's the 5. Not typically who brings it up, but she has good enough ball handling skills to do it. Now Atchison coming up with a steal. Stoves will start in, dish back, runners up and good. Kayla Downing for two. She's in double figures with 10. It is 55-30. We're inside a minute and a half to go now. Scott's with 1, 2, 3, 4, now 5 substitutions. Ready to check in. Atchison has 4 at the scorer's table, so if we can get a dead ball, we'll get in some players. Here's a runner, right side, up and short. Rebound, Atchison. His coach, when the coaches are going to stop it, they will. And here we are. First of all, the coaches didn't stop it. Away from the ball somewhere, there was a foul called. So Atchison's going to come to the free throw line. Multiple substitutions coming in for both of these teams. And Phoenix at the free throw line. They're in the bonus. That is team foul 5 by Highland Park, and the first free throw kicks off. Kayla will have one more shot. She's got 10 points already this evening. The program here, frankly, I don't like, because the players are sorted by class in school, not by number, not by name. So I have to kind of fight my way through this thing. We've got Shalanya Gaydon in the game for Atchison. We've still got Kayla Downing out there. Who else we got on the floor? We've got Ashlyn Hausch back in. I got Ariah Boldridge out there. And who's 13? Oh, Elizabeth Simpson's out. Shots up, no good. Hannah Park with the basketball. Cross court has come to the right side. 40 seconds left. Hannah Park, they'll go three. There it is! Way outside. Corley Jones for three. Atchison into the forecourt. Little skip pass over to the right side. It's going to be stopped away and knocked out of bounds. 24 seconds left. Now Atchison is going to bring freshman Maya Smith in game. And the pass is going to go to Gate. And her pass is stolen. Four. One, two, no. Follow shot. Go. Rebound. Follow shot. Go. Rebound. Shot. Does go. So for Hyla Park, a late bucket in the game. That is Tania Barnett. Atchison up the floor. Before they can get a shot away, the horn sounds, and that's going to do it. Final score tonight. Hyla Park 60, Atchison 30. We'll be back and wrap it up for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Stick around for our post-game show featuring your Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Coming up right after this.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
True taco lovers can't say Tuesday without thinking taco, especially at the home of Taco Tuesday, Taco John's. So this taco, head to Tuesday John's for Taco Tuesday for deals on delicious beef Tuesdays. I mean tacos. Taco John's. Watch closely. Taco John's will turn your dollar into deliciousness with our new BOGO for a buck menu. Just buy an item from our BOGO menu and ta-da! A second Taco John's favorite for just a buck. Now that's magic. Try the new BOGO for a buck menu at your nearest Taco John's.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Here in Topeka, Kansas, where the ladies came in a book, and it was Highland Park jumping out in front early, rolling to a 60-30 win over Atchison. Recapping the scoring for you, first of all, for the ladies, Scots, double digits for Tatiana Broyles, 16 to lead all scorers, and Carmella Carter had 15, 7 apiece for Angelique Gowan-Brett, and Coralie Jones, 5-point game for Majesty Grace, Aaliyah Austin. We had three this evening for King of Johnny Rice and Tanya Barnett with two. For the Phoenix, double digits for both Tyra Hayward with 11. She is your Union State Bank player of the game, pacing away for Atchison. And also double figures, Keila Downing right behind her with 10. 7 tonight for Presley Simpson. And off the bench, it was Delaney Wilder knocking in the other two Phoenix points. With this one in the book, both of these teams are now 10-6 on the year. We're taking a bit of a breather. We'll be back. The two guys seem to come out of the court warming up, and this is going to be a monster game. Do not go away. You're going to enjoy it. Boys High School basketball coming up next. Ladies game again, the final. Highland Park 60, Atchison 30. Guys coming up at first.
We're kicking it back to the Care Sports Studio, where it is Joseph producing and engineering and taking the good care of you.
Thanks for listening to our coverage of local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7 and our post-game show featuring the Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Stay informed with game recaps and the latest sports schedule at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.